Hello, my dear brethren. It's very nice to be here again and have this blessing, this opportunity to analyze and remember and hear about the Word of God for sure. So I'm gonna try, as always, to do my best. And you know what? I was thinking about something today about giving message in English. You know, it's a kind of thing that maybe since I was a kid I wanted to do. You know, I didn't grow in the church. I started to attend the church about, let me see, 1998. After the split of 1995. And then I had at that time 18 years old. But you know, I remember very well a lot of people giving message in English, and I was like, whoa, I hope someday I can like get a little bit better in my English and try to speak the word of God in this language. And well, now I have this blessing, a huge blessing for me, and I hope to do it well, you know, and hope to be clear everything that I want to say for you guys, my lovely spiritual family. Probably you're going to listen to this this message through the Feast of Tabernacles, or maybe not. Maybe it will be a little bit, I don't know, a few weeks after the Feast of Tabernacles. But whatever time you will listen or see this video, I just want to make you think about a few things of the subject, of the main subject of today's message. All throughout the whole Bible, but especially in the New Testament, we can notice that the phrase "it is necessary" appears, I don't know, about 20 or 30 times more or less. And the phrase "it was necessary" around 5 times, maybe almost 10 times. But these expressions or, you know, carries different shades of meaning depending on the context, but mainly it tells us that there are things that must happen no matter what, you know, so that those things or that thing that you have right now, maybe you are thinking right now that it was necessary in your life, that's going to be the purpose of God, that it has to be fulfilled. So in the Old Testament, also known as the Torah, in Spanish is Torah, and in English, I believe the right pronunciation is Torah, right? So it's some people believe or understand that the first 5 books of the Bible has known like the Torah, right? So it's the Pentateuch. In Spanish is Pentateuco. Very similar words in English, right? But so those first books, sometimes they are called the Torah. But sometimes other people call the Torah all the Bible, just the New and Old Testament. But the same idea in this message, we will talk about the Torah, that we are talking about those books before God, Jesus Christ was born here in this earth. So that will mean the Old Testament. But for just the meaning of this message, I'm just trying to make you think or remember maybe about the phrase that we can find in the Old Testament. That we are going to find some similar words like it is fitting or it is proper that. So that will be the same meaning, and it is necessary or it was necessary. Okay? So in this message, we will reflect on why so many times. I mean, it's not just one time. It's so many times. I don't know what's your age. I don't know if you're young. I don't know if you are, 14, 50 years old. Maybe you are 50 years old, or maybe you are a little bit more wise, you know, a little bit more with more white hair. You know that at least here in Guatemala, we call the golden age after 65 years old. I don't know what age do you have, but it doesn't matter here the age, but you and me, probably we are going to be agree that so many times we go through different kind of life trials, different kind of situations that happens in our lives that make us sometimes to, you know, shake maybe from one side to another, or inside, or in our minds. You know what I mean? So these situations, these life trials, sometimes happens, well, I cannot even say sometimes, happens because God has a purpose in our lives. I mean, God's purpose can be accomplished in us. Sometimes those things that could be maybe extreme things, could be physical or emotional pain, could be suffering, you know, because any issue on our lives, could be sadness or heavy burdens on our hearts. But as the old saying goes, after the storms comes the calm. Have you heard that old saying? After the storm comes the calm. That's so true. But sometimes the thing here is that we don't know how long the storm is. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I mean, sometimes the storm could be a day or a week. Sometimes could be a year or a little bit more than a year, you know? But for sure, after the storm comes the calm. That's a very old saying that, I don't know, but I believe that we both have listened to it. But this is the main purpose of this message, to remind us that literally everything that happens in our lives, especially the tough and painful trials we go through all through our lives, you know? Every single situation that we have been going through recently, or I don't know, since we were kids, or any time all through our lives, has a reason, has a purpose, and above all, is necessary for our growth, maturity, renewal, and spiritual cleansing. For those taking notes, the title of this message is "It Is and It Was Necessary." To start at this very beginning, as I usually try to do, is dig into the meaning of the words themselves. I just try to go a little bit deeper sometimes in what is the real meaning of the history, even of the words, you know, or sometimes phrases. But the first word is the word was. You know, it was, but we're going to analyze was in our title phrase. The was refers to the past tense of the verb to be. Oh, the verb to be, I remember when I was a kid. Those things that come to your mind just like in a second. That was one of the difficult things that I learned when I was learning English in my school. The famous, we say here, famous verb to be. Sometimes it's a little bit complicated for us here in Latin America to learn this verb to be. But now I hope to be clear explaining this. But in points, this word was points to something in the past that needed to be done at that time, but something ongoing or a general condition. Okay? So for example, this is a very real example. It's not only something that I Google or something. This example reflects something that I went through. And I'm going to read it right now and then just tell you something about it. So when I was sick with dengue hemorrhagic fever, it was necessary for me to rest and sleep. Well, that was good, but not because I was sick, right? But it was necessary for me to rest a lot and eat plenty of iron-rich foods. So, yeah, I had that. I was sick with dengue hemorrhagic fever. There's two types of dengue. And I believe, if I'm not wrong, it's only the kind of sickness that we have all through this side of America. I believe North America is not very common. But Central and South America, we have this because of the mosquito, you know? So, I had an uncle that he was a doctor, and he told me when, you know, I was very, very sick. And then he told me the first time that I had dengue fever, he was, "My dear nephew, there's one of a million of those mosquitoes that has that dengue fever inside of it. And that mosquito bite you." And he started to laugh. You know, sometimes doctors laugh about those things. But, and I was, really? So that's how I am? Like, it's very serious and complicated? And he was, no worries. You just have to drink a lot of water, and then you have to rest a little bit, don't work one or two days, and you're going to feel better. So that was the first time. But when I had dengue hemorrhagic fever, was the third time that I had this illness or sickness. And it was very complicated because the blood, there's, I don't know the name in English, but there's something in the blood that goes down and down and down. In Spanish, it's plaquetas, but I'm sorry, I don't know that word in English right now. I just forgot it, but usually the number of those things, we can say, strange things. They are not strange things. They are things that everybody have in the blood. But those things has to be more than 150,000 inside of you. I mean, you have to be between 150,000 and 400,000 of those plaquetas thing. Sorry about that, but I had less than 150,000. So that dengue hemorrhagic fever caused those kind of complications in your blood. you know? So you, when you go into the bathroom, sometimes you start to have blood in your nose, and when you brush your teeth, you start to have blood in all over your teeth and everything. So it got very difficult, that situation, and I had to go to the doctor. And well, at that time, my that was at the year 2022, in pandemic time. But my uncle that told me this, the thing that I just mentioned to you, he at that time died, I don't know, maybe had 1 or 2 years that he died. So I have a cousin, his son of this uncle that I mentioned, I am mentioning to you. So he said the same thing to me, but he started to do a lot of different kind of tests, you know, blood tests and a lot of things. And then he was like, "You're not going to your work right now," because I went there, I don't know, 7 a.m. or something like that. "And you're going to stay here in my hospital because you cannot even drive a car. You cannot even walk right now. You will fall down and you're going to get complicated right now." So I was like, "Really? Is that serious? I mean, your dad, when he was alive, when I had this situation of dengue, normal, we can say the classic or normal dengue fever, he told me this and that, but I didn't know. You now got this third time, and you need it. It is necessary that you have to stay here, I don't know, at least 1 or 2 nights in this hospital." And I understand, well, if you are the expert, you are the doctor, not me, so thank you very much, and I know you love me, so you are doing this because of that, because you love me. So I stayed there. And as I mentioned in the example, I knew that I needed to rest a lot, and I knew that I had to eat plenty of iron-rich foods, because that will help me to increase again, you know, that range, you know, that limit that I have between 150,000 and 400,000. So I stayed there around, I believe, 2 nights or 3 days or something like that. But thanks God, I'm here. That was one of the difficult trial, right? But it was necessary that I need to do those things to get better after do those things. So let's continue analyzing the word by itself. So the word is, in this message, is just as important as the before one. It's present tense, pointing to something that right now is considered mandatory, important, or essential. You know, one example of that could be, "Today and always, it is necessary to show up on time at church services." I believe we agree with that, right? So let's look the next word, necessary. And its core is an adjective meaning something that can't be avoided, skipped, or left out. You know, something essential, obligatory, or very convenient to happen or to do. So that word necessary, it comes from the Latin necessarius or necessarius, meaning inevitable or indispensable. So when we read the phrases "it is necessary" or "it was necessary," we understand that it's pointing to something that must happen or had to happen, often for a purpose that we can't see at the first time, but eventually with the time becomes clear for us. Let's go to the first scripture of this day. Let's go to these scriptures that we are going to read. Is going to be three scriptures that are at the same book. It's the book of John and the chapter 3, but they are different verses. But these verses mention this important phrase that we are analyzing, we are looking for understand or better understanding right now in this message. So let's go to John chapter 3, verse 7. John 3, 7. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. It is necessary that you have to be born again. You know what I'm trying to say? Let's go a few verses later. We see the same word Jesus differently. So let's go to John 3, verse 14. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. It is necessary that the Son of Man has to be lifted up. And then in John 3, verse 30, he must increase, but I must decrease. It is necessary that he has to increase, but I must decrease. You remember those three scriptures that we have read? They are different situations or subjects that in that chapter of John, Jesus Christ was saying, and even the last one, it was John the Baptist in John 3:30. But it was necessary those kind of things to happen so the other things or the next things that needed to happen just happen. You know what I'm trying to say? So as we can see, in different contexts, with different reasons, the phrase "it is necessary" keeps showing up in the Word of God. And this is just one of a lot of examples that I just mentioned at the beginning of the message. And it emphasizes that whatever is being spoken, if must happen, no matter what. And when the event has already happened, we then say, that's like normal, you know, in a daily basis, you know, in our daily lives. It was necessary for this to happen, so then in the other thing we could take place. It was necessary, or it is necessary. You know, sometimes we understand that phrase, or we say that phrase like saying hi or something, but we don't really, really deeply understand that a lot of things in our lives has to happen because they are necessary. That happens in our lives. For example, let's go to Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 24 and verse 26. And that's a question, this verse. Luke 24, chapter 24, verse 26. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And also in Acts, let's go to Acts chapter 1 of Acts and verse 16. Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. Upon this point, we've seen how the Bible tells us there were events that had to happen no matter what. And after they happened, blessings and life changes followed. Just, I don't know if you have think about this. It was necessary that Jesus Christ suffered everything that he suffered. As the Bible says, because so we can be healed of any kind of illness or sickness. It was necessary that Jesus Christ died. He had to die for you and for me, so we can be forgiven, so our sins can be forgiven. It was necessary that Jesus Christ has the first resurrection. The example of the resurrection that we're going to be that kind of resurrection. If we go until at the end of our days, following and trying to always obey God's law. So he resurrected, and it was necessary that he went through all to that suffer, all those things that happened to him. So we will be able to have that opportunity to go into the kingdom of God. So have you thought about that? Have we thought about that? So now let me ask you something about it. What do you think had to happen in your life, or my life, in our lives, for our good or our family blessings? Just think a little bit around your thoughts of your life trials, of your difficulties, of all the situations that you happen. Just think about that. What was necessary for you and me needed to happen in our lives? Think about that tough trials that you've been through. Think about the events that forever marked your life. Remember those moments that were painful or confusing sometimes. But when you came out on the other side, you were stronger. You were renewed and more mature in spirit and heart. Let me tell you, dear brother and sister in Christ, that, or those things that you just remember, that of those things had to happen It was necessary that those things needed to happen in your life and my life. God allowed that tough and complicated moment in your life for a later blessing or blessings. Whatever it was, or whatever you or I may be going through right now, no matter how painful or hard to understand sometimes, it is and it was necessary to our lives, for our lives. Otherwise, we wouldn't have grown, matured, or learned the lessons that God wants us to learn. Sometimes it's complicated to understand that. Sometimes it's difficult to, in a human way, or in flesh sometimes, to understand that. It's difficult sometimes. But if we allow God in our lives, it's going to be maybe as easy as we never thought about it, to face life trials after different kind of difficulties. It's going to be sometimes maybe better than before. But guess what? That situation killed you or killed me? Did it destroy you or destroy me? No! We are still here, standing in the Feast of Tabernacles, maybe, if we're listening to this message, or after the Feast of Tabernacles, if we're listening to this message after that. Or whenever you listen to this message, you and I, we are still here alive, ready to keep walking this journey of life. Stronger, yeah. Better than before? Yeah, better than before. And more spiritually mature. And if that trial or trials produce that growth in you, then rejoice. Be happy, because it's getting in a positive way the purpose of the life trial that you are going through or you went through. Because that means it fulfilled its purpose in your life. Let's go to another scripture of today. Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews 11, chapter 11 and verse 6. And it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. Sorry. So that means, what do you mean that to you? It means that it is necessary to have faith in order to please God. And we have to, we must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. And let's go to Hebrews, the same book of Hebrews, but in the chapter 12, verse 14. pursue peace with everyone and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. So in other words, it is necessary to pursue peace and holiness if we really want to see the Lord, our God, our Savior again. You know? So we are getting to the same, in the same page. Are we understanding what God says here? So it is necessary that all of us has to go through different kind of life trials so we can be better persons, better human beings, better sons to our Creator, and learn the lessons from those things that we have been through, so we can even help another people that maybe are going through similar situations. Do you see the point? Do you see that every trial, every challenge, no matter how hard it is, every trial and every challenge has a reason and a purpose, meant to build us up inside of us, especially spiritually. So let's not forget what this other scripture says in Romans. Let's go to Romans. Romans 8, chapter 8 of Romans, verse 31. 8:31. So if God is for us, who can be against us? It was necessary, that accident that you had. It was necessary that you had to walk alone, maybe all through those cold roads inside of a hospital, those cold places, because you had somebody that you really loved, deeply loved, that were fighting for life. So it was necessary, all those kind of things that you went through that time, that accident that make you stronger because you are now here listening, that illness or sickness or that situation when you saw one loved one that were fighting for life. Maybe that loved one is here with you, or maybe not. But you know what? It was necessary. That loved one, father, mother, son, daughter, wife, husband, uncle, grandmother, grandfather, that loved one, it was necessary that it was not going to be here in this world more time. His or her purpose, it was already fulfilled. Sometimes it's very, very difficult to understand that, but it was necessary. My dad, he died at 2016, and I really miss him. Believe me, sometimes I really love to tell him my things, you know, my stuff. But my mom, she's still alive. And thanks God for that. But I really miss my dad sometimes. But I know and I understand now that it was necessary that he at his 83 years old, that at the year of 2016, had to die. That time was very complicated for me because a lot of things got together and different kind of things, you know, got together. And I understand, not at that moment, after that, I understood that it was necessary that I had to go to those different kind of life trials together. Oh, I really felt very, very, sometimes alone, sometimes very sad, but it was necessary. So it was necessary to that you had to have that issue, that problem with your boss or with your, I don't know, with somebody that worked with you, because that make you know better people, and that make you even show your boss or bosses, may probably could be different kind of areas that were involved with that situation. They saw that you are a genuine person. They saw that you are, you were saying the truth. And it was necessary that you had to go through that trial. It was necessary too that you had to go to jail. And you know why? Even if you were innocent, or if you were guilty, you had to go there because you had to learn about that God, even in those black or those kind of places, dark places, even those kind of dark places, God is there. God is like he was with Daniel, with all those lions. Do you remember that experience that the prophet Daniel went through? So that was necessary that you had to go through to understand that God was with you, taking care of you, taking care of your family outside, and taking care of everything as his will. So it was necessary that we went through that difficult life trial. It was necessary that you lost your job, that you had to lost your job. It was necessary that you went through difficulty in your economy, you know, and in your situation because you didn't have a job. It was necessary that you went through that difficult life trial. So we need to think and understand this that I'm going to say. How in this life we're going to see that God is taking care of us if we are not in danger? Do you know what I'm trying to say, my dear brethren? How we are going to see that God is going to heal our, that we are sick maybe of our head, sometimes maybe, I don't know, our body or something that we are going through. How we are going to see that God is going to heal us if we are not going through that pain in our body? So it is necessary that we have to go through difficult and tough life trials, so we have to learn and get better after we are going to the end of those life trials. So I say all these things like a few examples, but there's a lot of different kind of examples that I know that you and I have been through. Tons of them. We can really think right now. You know, issues with material things that sometimes complicates our lives, but are things that maybe doesn't matter, but could be things that make us a little bit complicated some part of our day. Or maybe money. Maybe if you don't have a job, of course you don't have an income, you don't know how to give food to your family. Or maybe with your spouse, you know, maybe with your husband, with your wife, you're not getting along, you're having a different way of thinking. I don't know what kind of life trial you are going through right now or you have been through. But that or those things were necessary to you have to be better person after those kind of things. But of course, evil is real. And there are people who want to see us fall. That's real life, my dear brethren. Satan is the ruler of this war for now. And he wants to drag us down with him. But let us remember, he already knows that he's defeated and he will be imprisoned after the millennium, and he will be suffering for the eternity. Remember all the things that are going to happen. All through the millennium, he's going to be in prison, and a prison special for him. So it's going to be the famous, we can say, millennium, the 1,000 years that Jesus Christ is going to establish his kingdom on earth. So after these 1,000 years are going to the end, Satan is going to be released. You know, he's going to be okay. Satan, just do whatever you want for a few period of time. God is going to say that. Jesus Christ is going to say that. But then, even after that, Satan knows that he's going to be not like allowed to do the same thing as all through this years that we are as human beings we have lived. So he's going to be suffering because his spirit is going to be suffering for the eternity. So that's why he's all the time trying to putting so these temptations in your mind, in our minds, and because he knows what is going to happen in the future. I remember our pastor Scott told me once very recently about what he about Satan, because he's a spirit, and all through these the demons, you know, they are spirit too. So when Jesus Christ took out this legion and put him in this place with a lot of pigs. I don't know the word in English about that, but maybe you remember that scripture. So they say, this is not the time that we have to suffer, or please don't let us suffer before the time, or something like that. Do you remember that scripture? So they know that their time is counted. But so that's the reason that they are trying, Satan and all his demons are trying to make us fall down. So we have to be alert about it. And so that's the reason why he constantly attacks God's children. People whom, even sometimes, even through, this is a phrase that sometimes we don't know really, but we see it probably every Sabbath. Probably not, hopefully not, but wolves in sheep. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, there's wolves that they are covered with makeup or whatever thing that make them see as a sheep, but they are not a sheep, they are wolves. So they are clothing, you know, they have this clothing over them. So these are people who may look spiritual, even they go to church, but are driven by greed, by envy, or malice. But as the Bible says, the weeds grow right alongside the wheat. We have to be clear in our minds about that. So, my beloved family, spiritual family, here's the conclusion of this message. I try to number it by three different conclusions that go very along with this. Sorry. For the first one says, don't let your faith fade. We must keep going until the end of our days here on earth. We need faith inside of us. Every single day we need faith in God's word. So don't let your faith fail. The second one is, we have to understand that Christian life is not easy. It's not easy at all. It's full of tests, trials, and lessons. They are not there, or they have been not there to destroy us, but to grow our faith, obedience, and love for God. And the third one is just to remember every trial that you have gone through, painful, bitter, or hard as they were, each one was necessary to bring you to where you are today. And the last scripture of this message, it says, so join me to go to Acts. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 14, chapter 14, verse 22. Strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying, through many tribulations, it is necessary to enter the kingdom of God. We must enter the kingdom of God through many tribulations. So, my dear brethren, I wish that everything that you are going through, some near time or at the God's time, that is the better time for us, you will be remembering that like you had a victory and you were understanding that it was necessary that you and I go through those things or things that we went through. So join me in prayer, my dear brethren. So my dear Father, that you are in heaven, we are very, very thankful with you because you are giving us a lot of blessings. You are giving us the opportunity to rest in the comfortable beds. You are giving me the opportunity to be standing or seated here listening to this message that you wanted to say to us through your instrument. So my dear Father, our dear Father, we are here saying thank you for everything that you give us, not only physical things, but spiritual things. So please make us understand, give us the understanding to be better persons day by day, to learn the lessons that you want us to learn after different kind of, we know now and that we are going to face different kind of life trials. So we understand and we are grateful with you with everything that we have been through. We have facing different, very, very difficult life trials, but we are here because of you. So thank you so much, our dear Father, for all the blessings, all the love that you have for us, our dear Father. So we are asking for your blessings to the food that we are going to eat after this message, after all the talk that we are going to have with the brethren, and after everything that you're going to give us. Whatever it is, we are grateful for that. Your will is the best that we can have in our lives. Thank you so much for our pastor and his wife. Thank you so much for all the brethren that are listening to the to this word. And thank you so much for our family and for our loved ones, the people that we love and the people that love us. Not only here in this place, but all around the world that keep and trying, they are trying to obey your Sabbath, your feasts, and everything that you say that we must do in our lives. We ask this in the name of our Holy Savior, our Christ, Jesus Christ, our big brother, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.